Welcome to Question Period. I'm Evan Solomon. Trudeau and Trump are on a collision course over free trade. Today on Question Period, has Justin Trudeau already lost?
If the Americans want to talk about NAFTA, I'm more than happy to talk about it.
Trade blunder. Why does one of Donald Trump's key advisors say Justin Trudeau already blew it on Canada's most important trade file? Former Senator and Republican leadership candidate Rick Santorum is here with a nasty prediction for Canada's future under Donald Trump. And then MPs debate how to deal with Trump but come out winning. Plus, Canada versus Russia. Are Canadian soldiers prepared for a confrontation with Russia? Russia's ambassador to Canada is here for an exclusive interview. And then, the rise of the right.
The senior advisor is a Nazi.
Why did Howard Dean, the former and maybe the future chair of the Democratic National Committee, tell us Donald Trump's closest advisor is a Nazi? Really? We'll show you. This is Question Period. Let's go get some answers.
Of the polls closing in the U.S., the Prime Minister was offering to sacrifice the Canadian jobs that depend on our most important trade deal as a welcoming gift to the new U.S. President.
As you can see, the opposition is tearing into Justin Trudeau for offering to open up negotiations on the NAFTA free trade deal before Donald Trump has even started the process. But then Trump has repeatedly threatened to renegotiate or rip up the deal. And a leaked memo this week suggests changing NAFTA will be a top Trump priority. Still, according to one of Trump's close confidants, Trudeau has made an error. Former Senator Rick Santorum, who once ran for the Republican leadership, has had a big influence on Donald Trump. Trump read Santorum's book called Blue Collar Conservatives, Recommitting to an America That Works, and Trump modeled much of his message on it. So, what does the influential Republican think of Canada's Trump strategy? To find out, we spoke to Senator Santorum in Ottawa, where he was speaking at the Canadian-American Business Council. Senator Santorum, great to see you. Welcome to Ottawa.
Great to be here.
You ran to be the nominee yourself, and you know this stuff well. And of course, you're working with the Trump, the president-elect, and what will be his administration. One thing that surprised people, maybe you can help me clarify. A lot of people wondered why evangelicals voted for the guy. Here's a guy that, you know, the Access Hollywood tape, I'm going to grab women by the blank. And people said he's got a lot of personal problems, and yet evangelicals turned out for Donald Trump. Why?
Well, first off, it's the media's misunderstanding of what evangelical Christians are. Any kind of real believing Christian is that there are somehow these moralistic people who are sitting there judging people for all their faults. No, they're sinners like you and me. And they all know we fall. And they look at Donald Trump and they say, yeah, he's a sinner just like me. And my job is to forgive and to look to what's best in him. And they looked at someone who cared about them, looked at someone who said that he would deliver on the Supreme Court, which is a big issue for evangelical conservatives, that he would stand up and appoint judges who look at the Constitution as it is written.
And you were part of that, by the way.
I was very much a part of that discussion.
Putting his list together, a lot of people want to know, and he's been asked, if the litmus test is will a Supreme Court nominees overturn Roe v. Wade, which is the abortion decision.
Yeah, the litmus test is he going to interpret the Constitution as it was originally intended, not how somebody today wants it to be.
Senator Santorum, a lot of us around the world are trying to figure out who is Donald Trump. This is the Trump in transition moment. Yeah. Is he A, the incendiary guy we saw on the campaign trail that said he's going to deport 12 million illegals, he's going to build a wall in Mexico, he's going to rip up NAFTA.
They're going to build a wall. You got that wrong.
They're going to build a wall. And he's going to rip up NAFTA, right? He's going to ban Muslims. Yep. Or is he the guy that people have seen in a couple of interviews recently where he's starting to shave the edges off on that? Who's the Donald Trump who's going to be the president?
He's both. I mean, Donald Trump is someone who I think ultimately is practical in trying to win, get the deal done, succeed. I mean, Donald Trump likes to win. Is he going to be draining the swamp? Is he going to be doing things that are going to be controversial? You bet he is.
Well, for us here,
it's
the
NAFTA.
First is NAFTA.
Right.
You know, people are going to say you're the Trump whisperer.
I am, and I voted against NAFTA. So
right.
Just so you know, I was a congressman
in
1994. I represented a district outside of Pittsburgh that had a whole bunch of steel mills in it that I knew if NAFTA passed wouldn't be there very much longer, and they didn't stay there very much longer. And so I voted no. And I didn't vote no because of Canada. I wasn't concerned about Canada taking the jobs from Western Pennsylvania. I was worried about Mexico taking the jobs.
Yeah, but does Canada get sideswiped by your anti-NAFTA and Trump's anti-NAFTA position?
Yeah, I think just the opposite. I think actually, if you look at Trump, when he was talking about NAFTA, I guarantee you, he wasn't thinking Canadian workers and Canadian trade. The fact is that Canada has a trade deficit with the United States. I think it's an opportunity, frankly, for Canada, if they play their cards smart. And I'm not too sure that your prime minister actually came out of the gate in a very good position by willingly agreeing to.
You don't think that was a smart thing? I mean, when the he right off the bat said, "Let's do it. Let's open up." You thought that was a.
I think, you know, from Canada's perspective, there's really not a whole lot that I think Trump is looking to renegotiate with Canada. I think what he's really looking to renegotiate is with Mexico, where we have a huge trade deficit, where they've devalued the peso, where they have all sorts of issues at the border that come into that agreement.
So that was a panicky call, you think?
I was stunned. I'm not displeased as an American that the Canadians are willing to throw us some more bones. That's great. I mean, we'll take
them. You would say advantage Trump on that.
When two people are negotiating and they're staring at each other, the person that speaks first is usually the one who's going to lose in the negotiation. So I think it was not a good move for you guys. Great move for the United States.
Great move, because now benefit goes to Trump, because he knows we're willing to play ball.
Yeah, and I'm not too sure he was going to ask for anything.
He might not have changed anything on Canada.
I can guarantee you this, that when he was talking about NAFTA, he was not thinking about Canada.
He wanted Canada. He wanted a pipeline, Keystone, but he wasn't ready to change.
In fact, the only thing I'm sure he was thinking about with respect to Canada is the Keystone pipeline, and that, of course, would obviously benefit Canada.
That is fascinating. So now that Canada is willing to open it up, and he's won states like Michigan, and he's talking about lower corporate tax.
And I have no doubt that that there will be those in Michigan who will talk about the relationship in the auto industry between Canada and the U.S. and saying, hey, maybe there's some things we can do if they're open to tweak that so some of those jobs don't go across the river.
Okay, will Donald Trump ask Canada to pay up on NATO, to actually pony up? We were supposed to pay 2% of our GDP. We pay less than 1%. Is he going to do it?
I think not just Canada, but for the entire NATO alliance. And Donald Trump, as you heard since the election, and the president has said it, I had no doubt, Donald Trump supports NATO. But Donald Trump, he's a deal maker. He's not going to go in there and say, oh, I love NATO, and I'll keep NATO no matter what. Well, then Canada can keep giving us a 0.5%. Donald Trump's not going to do anything. But if you go in there and say, you know what, if people aren't committed to this alliance as we are, then maybe we need to relook at this alliance. And all of a sudden, the Canadians say, oh, maybe we need to put up a little bit more money, because this is a real right. advantage to us. So take Donald Trump for who he is. He's a deal maker. He wrote The Art of the Deal. And so understand that a lot of the things he's saying is putting himself in position to move the ball in the direction he wants.
Donald Trump has always, when he negotiates, it's like a strongman world right now. When you're negotiating with Donald Trump, when you're negotiating with Donald Trump, look at our prime minister, you talked about the NAFTA thing. Would it be better, is it smarter to approach him as a tough position, defending, or as an open, I'm willing to negotiate? What's the best way to negotiate with Donald Trump?
Look at the people that Donald Trump has had admiration for, some of whom I don't.
Well, he's expressed admiration for Putin. A lot of people think that's a huge mistake.
Is it because Putin's weak? People tend to like people like themselves and admire qualities that they see in themselves.
Does Justin Trudeau fit that bill?
He's 0-for-1 so far.
Price on carbon real quick. Donald Trump says no price on carbon.
No way.
We're going to put a price on carbon according to this government.
Let the jobs come down south of the border then, because that's what's going to happen. I mean, manufacturing, it's already difficult for countries like Canada and the U.S. to compete in manufacturing jobs. And you're going to put yourself, for higher utility rates, make you uncompetitive to get the jobs that we're going to be. Trust me, we're going to be aggressively going after jobs that are high-tech and other types of manufacturing jobs. And a lot of those, are up here in Canada.
So all of a sudden, this friendly relationship, you're looking at us. Are you going to take a job?
We're friendly relationships, but listen to me. I mean, we compete.
Well, America first is what he means.
But I mean, Canada competes with the U.S. We compete with Canada. That's not an unhealthy thing. It's a healthy thing.
Senator Rick Santorum, a real pleasure, sir. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure.
All right. Pretty tough review for Prime Minister Trudeau from Senator Santorum. But how will the government respond to that? Coming up next, MPs will debate the Trudeau approach to Trump. And later on the program, an exclusive interview with the Russian ambassador to Canada. Did Moscow hack the U.S. election? We'll find out. Stay with Question Period.